All right, thank you, Joyce. Good morning, my name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. For Sunday the 18th is about wholeness. The affirmation is, as a divine being, I am whole. I know I am whole, wondrously made, and a unique expression of the divine. But I cannot truly know wholeness if I become distracted by an experience of illness or thoughts of lack or limitation. I do not resist limiting thoughts. Instead, I let the light of divine understanding dissolve the darkness of spiritual ignorance. Remembering that divine life lives as me, I affirm my body's wholeness, even if I am experiencing illness. Growing awareness of the limitless flow of divine ideas reminds me I have all I need to experience a joyous, abundant life. As I say yes, again and again, to my true spiritual nature, my life becomes an ever-unfolding demonstration of wholeness. And from the Bible, within your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in darkness, it will be as full of light as when a lamp gives you light with its rays. And that's from Luke 11:36. And now it's time for Surely the Presence. Please join us in singing while Joyce leads us in Surely the Presence. Time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one power, no, excuse me. Let's start again. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now it's time for our welcoming song. Please feel free to stand on up as Joyce leads us in the garden. And don't sit down afterwards because we're going to greet one another. Thank you. all. Now it's time to greet one another in whatever way you feel free. Wave to the camera. I believe Marianne Stone went out there on Zoom today.
Derica.
Oh, Derica's out there. Say hi to Derica.
Hi.
Hi there, Erica. Erica?
Good morning.
Hi there. Oh,
hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Did you get a new haircut?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Love it.
Thanks. Can I see you too? Can you put your camera on?
My camera's still in the car driving, so I'm
probably okay.
He's safe.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Where are you headed, Derica?
Silver clip, right?
I won't tell anymore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But you don't have to pay for it. You said you don't have to pay for it.
I don't pay for it.
Okay, that's nice. Ooh. You'll have some bling going on.
2024.
I'm Marianne. Hey, Eric, can we see your picture? Okay, it's time for announcements. Everybody knows about Grandfather's birthday party, 12:30 today, down at Bear Raven Lodge.
Mm-hmm. 12:30?
12:30?
No, I didn't. Explain.
I don't know. I looked at the message on the email. It said 12:30 to 3.
Oh, isn't this our day to meet with Unity and at Grandfather's?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's like his 97th birthday party.
Oh,
well, people at Unity of Olympia are coming down.
Yep.
Birthday party was last week. I mean, last month.
Oh, I understood from Sandy this was it. Yeah, Sandy Kroll said everybody's going down there for a big potluck of drumming.
I understood it was at 2 o'clock. No.
No.
I put it out wrong.
It's typically at 2 o'clock on the second Sunday, but this is a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this third Sunday is special event.
Oh, I had it wrong in the
afternoon. Uh-oh. Let's hope people join us. Anybody else have any announcements?
Yes.
Yes, Tom.
I think it's probably for Penny to say, but why don't you talk about your little trifle?
Oh, we are 99.99% done with our welcoming material. And I do have some back here. I think everyone got one. And always welcoming new ideas, new places to make people feel included and want to be here. So any ideas you have, I would love to hear them. And also I or someone, if they're here, will be a greeter at the door. If they're not, the pamphlets will be at the door. And yeah, I think we're on a roll.
All right, well, thank you for being our greeter. I didn't get one. I came in the wrong door.
Yeah.
Can you get me one?
So if you sneak in the back door, you might not get one. Oh, and Joyce didn't get one. That's okay, we have plenty, right?
We do.
And well, thank you for doing all that hard work, Kenny. I appreciate it.
And, and the five basic unity principles with our information on the back and really cool colors.
We are so together.
Thank you. I got to do all that work. Appreciate it. Okay. Are we ready to move on? Yes, one more.
The Facebook page. What we need from you is for you to go on to like, to comment, and especially to share. Because sharing is how it jumps out to the web, and this person leads to this person, leads to all these other people. So if you go on to Facebook and share, that would be an awesome, awesome thing.
But shouldn't they follow too?
Yeah. Now that's probably something you know more than me.
Follow you get, because I'm not getting any of the stuff now. As long as I see you share it, do I see, oh, we put something on me.
Oh, okay.
So you got to share and follow.
Share and follow. Okay.
So,
those
for those
good,
of you who do Facebook.
Those are good principles, I think.
Okay. Are you ready to move on?
Yes.
All right, it's time for our duty statement.
Oh, anyway, I'm watching, I'm reading on there. You don't have it yet anyway, but I can do that. Up here? No. It's on my camera. It's on my camera. Fire away.
Okay, go ahead. Let's all say it together, folks. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealed in the world of presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. Joyce will lead us in I'm So Happy. Please stand up if you like. Three times, she says, let's go three times.
I'm so happy.
our cameraman to put on a different hat and be our leader. Thank you for working on all those technical issues, though. Last week, couldn't hardly get the camera to work. Appreciate it.
Here we go. Thank you. So this is from The Little Book of Affirmative Prayer, Volume 2, by Reverend Linda Martella Whitsett, who's the Vice President of Unity Prayer and Practice. Affirmative prayer has been my practice for most of my life. I started praying in the affirmative while residing in an American ashram or yoga community in the mid-1970s. Daily, I meditated and practiced yoga, which means unity. A yoga friend sent me a gift subscription to a little daily reflection booklet, The Daily Word. I opened the booklet one day to a poem, a series of affirmations which moved me to read it every day for a long time. Eventually, I tore it from the booklet and placed it in a small stack of treasured mementos I brought along with me when I later married and relocated. A few years later, at a time when I was longing for spiritual community, I remembered that booklet. I pulled out the poem and saw it was from Unity and began attending a nearby Unity Center. Today, we have reproduced that poem for you as a lead-in to The Little Book of Affirmative Prayer, Volume 2. May it move you too. The healing meditation. This is what the poem was. The healing meditation by Elizabeth Cyril Lamb. This is from The Daily Word, May of 1979. Now do I relax and let God be the breath I breathe, be the steady beat of my heart, be the strength of every muscle, be the flexibility of every joint, be the nourishment of every cell, be the functioning of every organ. So relaxing and so letting be, I am now filled with God's life, renewed with God's strength, made whole and radiant in mind and body as in spirit, rested, healed, perfected in all ways, I rejoice and give thanks to God. I relax and let God be my life.
Or not.
Thank you, Tom. That deserves applause. Okay, now it's time for a meditation song. Please join us as Joyce leads us in. We come to thee, O Lord. And maybe we didn't see. Oh, two times. Let's type for affirmations. Let's say all affirmations together. I am a joyous being of life. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I am. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and the perfect way. And this is the third Sunday of the month, so we will be reciting the progressive Lord's Prayer together, followed by the Alleluia. Now please join me. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am, and more. Time for our speaker now. We have a different speaker each Sunday of the month.
Why?
This morning we will hear from licensed comedy teacher Mariette Jones, whose topic will be expanding our idea of prayer. All right, take it away, Mariette.
Hello, hello. Okay, so I'm going to share a wonderful song with you by Karen Trucker. It's called You Are Healed. And as I play this song for you, remember please to internalize the lyrics and also sing along. So as my parents let me know when I joined the choir in grade 6, singing is praying twice, because music is really its own form of prayer. And singing is its own form of prayer, because think of the vibrational effects that help us be mindful of our oneness with body, mind, and spirit. So here we go. I'm going to share my screen. And I'll just do the check marks here. And I'm going to share.
I see you walking in the desert. It's the dark night of your soul. I feel the pain inside you as you let go of all you've known. But I know you'll find the answers to what you're looking for, and through the ashes you will be reborn, so much wiser than before. And all I can pray for you, all I can pray, all I can say to you, all I can say, all I can know for you, all I can know is that you are healed, you are healed. So lost and helpless, I don't know what to do. I want to take away your pain, though I know I can't rescue you. So I'll listen to love and laugh with you, and be there to hold your hand, and gently remind you that you're doing the best you can. And all I can pray for you, all I can pray, all I can say to you, to watch.
Okay, so the reason why I love this song is because it talks about the faith we have in each other and in all that is, that God presence in each one of us, including ourselves. So when we stop thinking we can rescue someone, fix someone, we can just relax into that great presence of all that is and let love be in charge and do the healing work. Let spirit do what spirit does when we relax into it, and to trust that for our friend, to trust our friend to relax into that space. And how can we support? Well, Karen talks about laughing with our friends. Who would think laughter is actually a form of prayer? I haven't thought about that being a form of prayer. And yet, laughter and love and lightness of being is a wonderful prayer. And it's very supportive and it's very healing. I mean, we know the medicinal properties of laughter, right? And letting our friend know that they are not alone. What a spiritual healing that is, to understand we are not alone. So this song really strikes me as a beautiful prayer, a really healthy way to approach prayer. And there are many, many forms of prayers. I mean, perhaps some of us, when we were children, learned the traditional prayers, the Our Father. We did the progressive prayer today. That is just an amazing prayer, the progressive Our Father. I remember exactly where I was when I was memorizing the traditional Lord's Prayer. I was in the basement of my home, just seeking a little quiet and solitude as I put to memory the Our Father as requested by my parents. And so I remember that. And as we were praying the progressive version today, I thought, wow, if I would have known then what I know now about how I'm a part of that great prayer. I'm not speaking to someone only out there. Yes, there is no spot where God is not. So that includes all out there, but also all in here and all in everything. So I love the power that I feel when I contemplate now that I'm a part of it all. And I thought that you might want to join me in thinking and contemplating on the different forms of prayer. I term the prayers that are more traditional and speaking more to a God out there as passive prayer. And I love your reading you did today, Tom, about affirmative prayer from Linda Martella-Whitsett, talking about how powerful affirming our truth, our oneness, the truth of our oneness, how powerful that is. And that to me is active prayer. So I was wondering if you would like to take a couple of minutes. I invite you to team up with a couple of people or somebody next to you or close by and just share what are your favorite ways to pray and why. So I'm just going to time you so we don't get all carried away away with time. And yeah, go ahead and begin that now. Thank you. Okay. Hopefully you were able to share some substantial means of remembering our oneness. So one thing that I was thinking about this past couple of weeks was how encouragement for me can be a form of prayer. And I never thought of encouragement as a form of prayer, but now I realize it is. Isn't it really just affirmative prayer? So saying a truth like you're doing the best that you can. And that's a line in Karen's song that I shared with you is, you know, you're doing the best that you can. I'll remind you about that. And what encouraging words are those? And so when I say to myself or I say to a friend, you're doing the best that you can, and that's enough. And to really breathe that in and know that, it's an amazing affirmation. So I think we need a steady stream of encouragement. I think it's exactly what we need to hear, not only when we're going through a dark night of the soul, but really every single day. You know, and this is why compassion for me is a beautiful form of prayer. I've mentioned to you self-compassion before because it's a lot easier to be in a compassionate mode when we extend some compassion to ourselves first. So kindness to ourselves and others is listening, being in communion, and responding. So listening can be, for example, if I want to get in touch with what's going on for me, listening can just move into my awareness can be just about moving into my awareness, saying like, okay, I'm aware that something's bugging me right now, and letting that be okay. And then realizing, you know, this is a common form of suffering for a lot of people, what I'm going through right now. And so just getting in touch with the common humanity, and then realizing that I can be kind to myself, you know. So I'm going to say some words of kindness. And so, you know, I'm doing the best that I can is a beautiful thing that I use often for myself to extend that kindness. And for me, this moves me out of any angst or suffering that I was identifying with, and moves me into a place of overcoming. And what a beautiful prayer that is. I've been learning about self-compassion through this book written by Kristen Neff and Christopher Gerber called The Mindful Self-Compassion Workbook. And there's some videos on YouTube if you want to check them out. I certainly have. There was this fun little 5-day meditation, or not meditation, self-compassion challenge that was super easy. And they just basically, wasn't really challenging at all. It was just a challenge to remember to go each day. And I learned so much about how important self-compassion is, and how meaningful it is, and how healing it is. So I believe that these forms of prayer are very healing in a spiritual sense. And I believe that the first form of healing is spiritual healing. Once our spirit heals, once we get healthy in our spirits and realizing we are never alone, that we are one with God, that then our bodies and minds can, you know, follow suit, or, you know, so body, mind, and spirit, right? Getting aligned. And oftentimes it's physical suffering or mental suffering or emotional suffering that leads us to our spiritual healing. So if you find that you're on a road and you feel, and it's very difficult, and you feel like you're not healing fast enough, in a physical way or a mental way or an emotional way, help is on the way, because every time that you immerse yourself in some form of prayer that is comfortable for you, you are healing spiritually. Every time you become aware of your oneness, realizing you are accompanied by spirit and by your friends who love you, you are healing spiritually, and that will lead to an alignment with your body following suit and your mind following suit, just the way our co-founders, you know, experienced in their healing journey. First it was spiritual healing, and then came the physical. Connecting with nature can be a powerful form of prayer. I'm sure some of you really resonated with that one. Perhaps some of you shared that nature is your form of prayer, a great way to understand our oneness with all that is. Prayer, after all, isn't it just about becoming aware and waking up to that reality of oneness, the reality of our true self, the divinity of all things? So a lot of times, you know, we think like, we wonder, why is it that I'm healed in this way, but, you know, now I have another challenge to overcome. A lot of times we're like an onion, and it's like we peel off one layer, and then there's another layer there waiting for us to heal. So Be encouraged that there is no destination. This is a journey, and we are like mountain climbers. And we can often come to that wonderful vista, that place where we feel that we've gotten really, really, our dreams have come true, you know, and it's a beautiful view. But often we can get really comfortable there and we want to set up a permanent camp. Yet spirit whispers, come higher, friend. And we need to like pack up our gear and continue our journey. I'd like to share with you something that Mother Teresa said. She said, the greatest disease in the West today is not TB or leprosy. It is being unwanted, unloved, uncared for. We can cure physical diseases with medicine, but the only cure for loneliness, despair, and hopelessness is love. There are many in the world who are dying for a piece of bread, but there are many more dying for a little love. The poverty in the West is a different kind of poverty, she says. It is not only a poverty of loneliness, but also of spirituality. There's a hunger for love, just as there is a hunger for God. And so that's what I was getting at when I was talking about spiritual healing. So I think she's right on. I think we Westerners, we need to drink deeply from the well of connection daily. That connection, that belonging, in order to heal our spirits. So one of the things that I'm doing to drink deeply from my spiritual well of oneness is to call silent unity. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been doing that every day. When I was in licensed unity teacher training at the school at Unity Village, I was in prayer class. And one of the things our teacher had us do was call silent unity every day while we were there for the week. And I was surprised. I was like, you mean I can do that? You know, I won't be bugging them. So no, you won't be bugging them and go ahead and do that. So we all did that. And that was a really cool experience. And I kind of forgot about it until recently, as I shared with you. And what a great resource we have. 1-800-NOW-PRAY. That's the number. And World Day of Prayer is approaching quickly. The affirmation for this year is fueled by faith. I move mountains. I can move mountains. And that is true, my friend. And if you want to check it out, go to worlddayofprayer.org. And you will find their resources, including a reflection page with questions to think about, to journal. Really cool stuff. So if you want to call silent unity, try it for yourself. I invite you to do that. It's really easy. And you just tell them your intention. They'll say, how can silent unity pray with you today? And you just tell them what it is that's bugging you, and they will find the best affirmative prayer to help you in your situation. And then they'll send you a letter so that you can turn back to that letter in the days to come, and they will hold your intention, and they will hold your healing in prayer for 30 days. So going back to that example of the mountain climber, you know, when we come to that peak with the beautiful view, we've achieved a lot of successes through all the collaging and affirmative prayer that we've been doing. We've really achieved a lot. You know, like I have so many beautiful friends now. Like, I love what I've achieved, and I'm sure you've achieved a lot of things that you've gotten really happy about. And when you look past 10, 15 years, the past 10, 15 years of your life, you can probably really see how far you come. You know, when you look down the mountain, you say, whoa, I've come a really, really long way. You know, haven't you ever uncovered an old photo or perhaps like some journaling that you've done in the past? And it's surprising, isn't it? It's like, yeah, okay, that's, wow, look, I sound just the same, like me, but I'm in such a different place. And I've really come a long way. It's really enlightening, isn't it? And so as mountain climbers, we need to keep going, to come higher, to respond to the invitation. But we need our tools. Mountain climbers have tools. So prayer is a wonderful tool. And you know, mountain climbers have climbing harnesses, a harness to hold them secure. And I believe that our faith and communion with others, which is, you know, prayer, that keeps us safe and secure. Prayer is our harness. Love is our harness. Being in communion with God and others and all that is our harness. And that is our faith. That builds our faith. Our encouraging words, that's our harness. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we need to make sure we're strapped up in that harness. Our helmet, making sure we have a good helmet. So for me, that represented boundaries. You know, lots of times there's falling rock and debris coming down the mountain, and it could really hurt our head if we don't have a helmet. So for spiritual explorers, we need to have boundaries to stay away from things that would distract us or interrupt us from the spiritual discipline of prayer. From that, it would keep us from knowing our oneness, from getting drawn away from our purpose. Also, we need a rope and we need a belay device. So with a rope and belay device, we can go to higher places and experience the enlightenment of that. But then we also need to be grounded. So that rope and belay device will make sure we get back to home base and to a firm foundation. So crampons, this is what you wear. And it really makes sure those shoes, those boots, really with the crampons, it helps you to really grab on to the rock and to the ice. And this is, for me, the representation is stick-to-itiveness. You know, that's persistence and perseverance. It's really important. Staying with it, because it is a process. Bit by bit, right? We get stronger and stronger. We need a headlamp. So this represents our divinity, our divine light, the light of wisdom and understanding. We need a first aid kit. Self-care in the journey is essential. We need to rest. And we need to apply the band-aids or the other first aid kit essentials. We need to apply those when we have our accidents, and we need to make sure that we apply the oxygen mask to ourselves first before helping others. Self-compassion first. Ice axe is an important tool. So here we can pick away at the frozen ice of old beliefs. Release those and move on up into a higher consciousness of beliefs that support us and help us in our truth words that are our essence, and our, we just continue to encourage ourselves to stay in that wonderful place of high consciousness. These are some of the tools. You might think of some that I didn't mention that you can use for your own metaphor. There is no destination, friends. We never arrive. Our life is a constant prayer, a constant unraveling towards that place where we fall deeper into our source. One might say we fall ever more deeper in love as we climb higher. Our life is that beautiful prayer that we are always praying. On your welcoming slide, I noticed that there was something beautiful on it. See the source shining back from you, from your eyes. See the source shining back from you, from your eyes. And that reminds me of a beautiful moment when I was in Northern Ontario in a small village called Combermere at a retreat house called Madonna House. And the priest there said to me, Mariette, look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you love me? And so I did that. He was there with me and I looked in the mirror and I said, do you love me? And I heard instantly, yes. And so I really liked, I never forgot that moment. I think it was, I was in my 20s and it was very transformative. It was an awakening, a realization that I truly had more in me than I knew. So I saw the source shining back from me, from my eyes. And so I encourage you also to try that as another form of prayer that perhaps you haven't considered. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you love me? So my friends, with that, let us go into meditation. Taking these wonderful divine ideas into the field of possibility. So we'll just take a minute to go into the silence together. I'm coming back to this time and space and just realizing this is prayer. This is prayer. God bless you.
All right, thank you very much, Mariette. Speaking of praying, now it's time for healing prayer. You would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name, or hold it quietly in your heart. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, and those we've lit candles for in the back, and those you can mention now. I'm like John Clark, let's all pray for him. I know Holly Bailey's still out there somewhere. Let's keep praying for Joanne. Sure, her hip's not all the way in. Hey, we should pray for this young man who came to join us. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be in the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Blessing and thanks. Let's all say our blessing and thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for prayer of protection. Let's say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God informs us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now it's time for a peace zone. So we'll stand and form a little circle of joined hands. And while we're moving, let's express our gratitude to those who made our service possible today. Our speaker, Marion Jones. Our reader and technical man, Tom. Our musician, Joyce. And Joanne for her slides. Next week, our speaker will be this wonderful young lady here, Eileen Selleck. And today we're not going to be having our regular potluck downstairs because we're going to go have a potluck at Grandfather's at 12:30. You want to hang out and have a little fellowship time? I'm sure there's probably something down there.
Grand pudding for you.
Let there be peace on earth, what this earth stands to be.
Each moment in peace, eternally.